Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a back of plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, October the 24th. Tuesday, October the 24th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we'll continue with part two. Yesterday, we talked about part one of deceiving the whole world. So if the whole world is deceived, how in the world is this done? Today, my brothers and sisters, as we're talking about deceiving the whole world, we must understand that the world that we live in is based upon a particular construct that is not eternal. So the world should be made up of and controlled by neutrinos, subatomic particles, electromagnetic particles, waves, vibrations, and frequencies are the principles or the thoughts of God. The Bible says that the worlds were framed by the word of God in the book of Hebrews 11:3. But there is something that is undermining the frequency or the wave or the vibration of God. The thing that is underlining or things that are underlining the word or the frequency of God are three. So yesterday we talked about one of the things that is underlining the frequency, the wave or the vibration of God. Now, the reason that I'm sharing this series or this show is this is an introduction to the upcoming series that starts on October the 30th as we demystify the plasma realm. So plasma physics is the understanding of what they call phase conjugation or implosion instead of explosion. So instead of exploding, we want to implode. And this takes place by understanding the spiritual realm, which we already talked about, which is understanding light, which we already talked about, which is understanding fire, which we've already talked about, which is understanding melanin and or carbon, which we've already discussed, and we've already discussed blood, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, the life of the spirit is in the breath. So the next series that we're breaking down, starting on October the 30th, is plasma. So why do you need to listen to this series? Well, the reason that you need to listen to the plasma series is because there's three things that's interfering with your ability to oscillate and vibrate in what we call D-wave physics or quantum physics, which is D-wave, which is D-wave, which is under open understanding that we must oscillate or vibrate above linguistics. So the world that we live in is made up of words. So words create worlds. So the earth, as we know it, is a place where language has literally become alive. It's called word magic. So we've talked about that before when we broke down the under-open understanding of how words create worlds. And so we cannot fight these three things that are controlling this world. And the three things that are controlling this world that we cannot fight, you cannot physically fight Wittica, which is Wiki, which is in all of the Transformer movies. That's why it's called Transformers. So the Transformers, all of those movies are trying to show you how you are being transformed. And the way that you are being transformed is through Wiki. So the main character in the movie is Samuel James Witwicky. And the name Witwicky, again, means wit, wiki, or witch, wiccan. So Witwicky is witchcraft. And witchcraft is pharmakeia. And pharmakeia is implemented through a virus. Now, we talked about this virus that I'm going to be sharing inside the series that starts on October the 30th. This virus that you have and I have and we all have, that is why we can't understand ourselves. We can't understand God, and we can't understand other people. It's because we have Wetigo, which is indigo. So if you notice, the New Age movement talks about indigo children. All of the children, a lot of the children that are being born today are genetically modified organisms. Their DNA is not like you and I. They are suffering from Wetigo, W-E-T-I-K-O. So Wetigo, again, is a psychosis. This psychosis spreads primarily by resistance to the psychosis. So Wetigo, in order for it to survive, you must be against it. That is why fear, doubt, and unbelief is promoted in this dimension. Because the fact that you don't like A, B, C, and D means you got the psychosis. Now, Wetigo, as I talked about on yesterday's show, is implemented through pharmaco or pharmacy or sorcery. So, and tomorrow we're going to break down part three of this three-stranded cord that allows you to understand that Wetigo, again, is the infrastructure that removes your ability to use critical thinking and reason and logic. It is what is called a mnemonic or a mnemic. It is a virus. It is a bacteria. It is something that is spread through culture and through psychology and psychology. And the only way to offer under an understanding is that the understanding that all living beings are intermingled with this virus because it is based upon linguistics. So without even understanding it, you're exposed to it. Language has invested or infected matter. So quarks and quinos, now this is what they're doing underground in Switzerland with Project CERN. They are smashing atoms together to separate the electrons to create antimatter. Now remember, electrons hold atoms together. Now the word electron is the word E-L-E-C-T, elect. And L, anytime you see E-L together, those two letters together means God. So electrons hold A-T-O-M together. God, G-O-D, holds A-D-A-M together. E-L-E-C-T-I-O-N holds A-T-O-M together. So if I can remove the L out of the atom, out of the atom, I can remove the L out of the atom, which is what they've done. So on a psychological, biological level, the next series is going to break down black goo. Now, you can Google this or you can research this, but black goo produces gray goo, which produces Google. Google. So Google, the search engine, by going onto it, you are entering into the MEM. Now, when you launch a MEM, according to the definition of the word M-E-M-E, meme, when you launch me, when you launch you, when you promote you, because really there is no you, what you are doing is you are replicating your genes. You are infecting the organism. You're affecting society through your promotion of your biological economy, which simply means I got an ideal, I-D-E-A-L, which replaces God's idea, I-D-E-A. Now, remember, I-D-E-A is good. I-D-E-A-L is bad because the L represents luminescence. It represents luminescence. It represents lumen or Lucifer or Lucy. Now, G-O-D is good. G-O-L-D is bad. W-O-R-D is good. W-O-R-L-D. Notice when you add the L into anything, you change the thing. And so my job is to assist you with going, remember, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, you don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, you have to go back to the original, to the creator of the thing. So the effects of Wittico is a what they call a Wittico economy, a Wittico economy, which simply means it is the promotion of capitalism, self-interest. It is the promotion of production or productivity and success over life. Meaning, instead of love, I am more interested in trying to promote growth, economic growth at the expense of you. So Wittica seems good because it is based upon the system that is based upon selfishness. Now, selfishness in everything. It is basically the understanding that I want to increase capitalism. It is the understanding that I want to promote something called desire. Now, on the surface, again, it doesn't appear to be dangerous because it is a self-organizing system. But how is this desire promoted? Desire, success, production in itself, it's not bad. It is a self-perpetuating complex system. But what is it based upon? So Wittico, W-E-T-I-K-O. Again, you can research this, or you can just tune in to the series that starts on October the 30th. But you must understand that the initial act that we talked about yesterday is unnatural. It is an unnatural desire for more. Enough is never enough. So Wittico, instead of allowing you to be a victor, it makes you a victim. So you end up with a lack of empathy and a lack of sympathy because you want more, and you're willing to do it at the expense of other people. So you don't care who you step on to get more. You just want more and more and more. Now, remember, it is a flesh-eating or spiritual cannibalism, because the word cannibalism is the word Cain and the word Abel. Cain, Abel. So capitalism is Cain-Abelism. Now, Cainism is gainism. So anytime you seek to gain something, you are seeking to Cain, to be like a Cain, and Cain is king. So the king monetary or monarch system is the genetic proof of the existence of Cain, who slew Abel. So capitalism, this consumption, this overriding obsession with material growth or material gain, is the result of Cainism. And so how is this promoted, though? So I have a desire, nothing necessarily wrong with it, but something happens when my heart becomes cold and I don't have no sympathy or empathy for my fellow man. What produces that? What makes my heart wax cold? What makes me willing to step on anybody and anything to get more? And then when I get that, I want more. If I get that, I want more. And it never stops. Enough is never enough. No matter what you do for me or for somebody else, it's not enough. Because the tragic characteristic of the psychosis that is spread through NEMS, now, M-E-M-E, remember, it is the geological, the what is called the genomic. It is the mapping of the genome. So this virus, it maps your brain. It maps your DNA, and then it changes it. Because the definition of the word MEM, M-E-M-E, means the biological transmission or changing of your original genetic code. So God gave you an IDEA, but something that uses sorcery changes you, and you get a IDEAL, an ideal. Now, I get a plethora of ideals every day, all day, which is why my dark behind has had over 68 jobs, which is why I moved 25 times in a 20-year relationship. Which is why I've changed. I've had more cars than most people can count. Why? The effectiveness or the characteristics of this disease. And it is promoted by the great men of renown. Now, yesterday we talked about Revelations 12:9. Today we want to talk about Revelations 18:23. Now, to refresh your memory from yesterday, Revelations 12:9 says that the great dragon was hurled down. That ancient serpent. Now, the word serpent is code for the word serpent. Now, the word serpent and the word pit. I'm going to break that down in the next series on October the 30th. Cost is $49. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $49 donation so you can understand serpenta. S-E-R-P-A and the word penta. P-E-N-T-A. It's not what you can talk. The great dragon, what is a dragon? Better break that down. Was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil. Didn't say he was the devil. It said that he was called the devil. Now, again, I'm reading Revelations 12:9. He was called the devil and Satan. That's why everybody get confused, because they think the devil and Satan are the same thing. He was called that, but he's not that. He's called the devil. He's called Satan. But who is he? Actually, he's Samael, the blind god. Samuel Witwicky in the movie Transformers. They are transforming you into a what? The Transformers are metal. Metal is code for mental. So you are a mentalism. You're a mental person, like me. What that means? Very intellectual. You live in your head. You got a lot of reason and logic, but you got no love and compassion, Brother Will. I'm a very intelligent man, but I'm not a very compassionate man, because I fell prey to the virus. But how? How did the virus infect me? Because it said that the deceiver of the whole world, Revelations 12:9. But how did he deceive the whole world? Revelations 18:23. So Revelations 18:23, we'll start with 20, yeah, because 22 is too long. Let's go with 23. Verse 23 of Revelation 18 says, the light of a lamp will never shine in you again. Number one, this is how they put out the light of the lamp. Everybody has a light. It's called the third eye. It's called your purpose, your destiny, your dear. It's the reason that you're here. This curls your toes. This have you walking around in broad daylight with a flashlight. If you oscillate and vibrate in it, what does that mean? That means if you put your hands to it and look back, what does that mean? That means that if you do not have love. So the next series is all about L-O-V-E because most people don't have it. Most people like their job. Most people like their spouse. Most people like what they do. Most people like what they drive. Most people like where they live. Very few people operate in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why? Pharmakeia, sorcery. How do they do it? The light of the lamp will never shine in you again. That means it used to shine in you, but somebody turned it off. And the voices of the bride and the bridegroom will never call out in you again. So there is voices, frequencies, wave of vibrations of the bride and the bridegroom. That means they are doing away with male and female. What's being promoted? I have a daughter that's a senior in high school. She talks about this unisex. They call it metrosex or metro this. In other words, genderless. Why is there a promotion for a genderless society? Why are most of the commercials and movies, you can't tell if the person is male or female? Because the voice of the bride and the bridegroom will never call out in you again. Somebody is trying to marginalize you. That's why there's this promotion of unisex. Then, how is it done? Revelation 18:23. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. Now, I'm going to break this down in the plasma series that starts on October the 30th, but I need you to give you an introduction so that way you can understand why you must get this information from me or get it from somebody else or get on your knees and ask the big G, not the little one, because then you're going to be deceived. You got to ask the big G. You got to do what quantum computers do. Quantum computers go to a parallel universe to get information. Let me say that again. They got computers out already. They don't get the information from this planet. So where do they get the information from? Quantum computers have three attributes, which I'm going to be breaking down in another pay-per-view series to get you to understand. Now, you can get a quantum computer or you can be one. Now, remember, the enemy wants to replace technology for your spirituality. I have a 400-page book called Technocrats, the new Democrats, the new Demoncrats are technology. So they're replacing intellectualism with technology. Your job is not to fall prey to that. So these are the great men of renown. So the merchants, let me read Revelation 18:23, the second part of the verse, and the New Living Translation. It reads, for your merchants were the greatest in the world, and you deceived the nations with your sorceries. So the great men of this world, who are the great men of the world? Hey, the Bill Gates. The Sam Waltons, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. These are the great men of renown. So Bill Gates goes over to Africa to a nation that's starving, and what does he take for the children over there? Vaccines. How come he didn't take food? Now, last time I checked, vaccines are great. But when I'm hungry, I don't want a shot in the aspiritus. I want some food. But Bill Gates and his organization, what about the Clinton Foundation? What about the great men? What are they promoting? Depopulation, but how? What are they promoting? This Wittico virus, but how? Through sorcery. Now, I've broken down this word sorcery many times, so I'm not going to belabor it too much. But Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 talks about something that is a cookie blower. Daniel 7:25 says that the fourth beast coming out of the sea will think to change times and rights. So somebody is trying to change the time, and somebody is trying to change my rights or take my rights. This is the fourth beast. So what they're talking about is because of sorcery, which is pharmakeia, which is medicine, which is a doctor, again, means deity, medicine, pharmacy, pharmakeia means sorcery. So it is a deity of sorcery. Now, most medical doctors that I know, they don't know that they are practicing sorcery. They don't know that they are considered a deity. Now, when you go to a doctor, how do you look at them? You look at your doctor with great esteem. You hold your doctor in high estate. You look at them as a deity. Why? They went to school. They know shiznits. You don't know. That's why we place them in a particular place, and we hold them in high esteem. Deity. We deify them. But they are practicing sorcery, or what the ancients call root cutting. Now, there's a lot of other things that I'm going to share later on, but what I need you to understand is why you need to be on the series. Because right now you got a brain, you got a virus that is causing a psychosis where you're never satisfied, that you always want more, and that you sabotage yourself every time you start moving in the direction of any type of biblical or spiritual success. You automatically start sabotaging yourself because you have this virus. This virus, again, produces what it called cognitive dissonance. So, again, your spirit wars against your flesh, and your flesh wars against your spirit, so that the two are contrary to one another. Every time you get yourself into a place where you are going to spiritually grow, your flesh sabotages it. Why? Somebody pisses you off, or you piss somebody else off, and you tell them to get the stepping, or they tell you to get the stepping. Why? Your flesh. They did something that pisses you off. And so, therefore, you cannot love without owning them. So you require them to exit stage left, or they exit stage left, because you're trying to control them, or they trying to control you. This is all the result of a myth. This is not your fault. It's not their fault. Because without understanding the biological constructs that promotes this type of behavior, we don't understand it because it is unconscious. The same way your heart beats, and you're not consciously aware of it. So my job is to make you consciously aware of what is unconsciously going on. So what is unconsciously going on is talked about inside of the ancient text. Now, again, God's divine providence or program is for you to express, expose, and expand your divine design. The devil's strategy is to delay or derail. So the devil wants to delay or derail. But God has designed you to make you divine. So God's design is what makes you divine. So divine love and divine wisdom is the result of design. So as long as I can get you to delay, or if I can derail your design, you will not be divine. So the divine truth, which is based upon the rock, upon which we call Jesus the Christ, he built the church, which is comes from the Greek word kirka, which comes from the Latin circa or circle. So there is a circle, which is a sail. The blood has built inside of it a propeller. Now, I've talked about yesterday that there is this misnomer that the heart is a pump. It is not. The heart doesn't pump blood. Blood propels itself through the valves of the heart. Now, there is a plethora of information that you can research that I'm going to be sharing on this to help you understand how to manage, maximize, and monetize your God-given giftedness of what I call plasma phase conjugation. Now, I'm going to break all of this down in the next series so that way you can understand cellular communication. Right now, your plasma membrane has been serpenta. So because of that, the inability, or you don't have the ability to manage the gene, but you got to remove the gene out of the genes. So your genetics is genetics, meaning genes, G-E-N-E, is J-I-N-N. So all we got to do is get the gene, flesh, out of the gene, spirit. Walk in the spirit. You cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the great men are the merchants of the world. This means that there is a higher hierarchy that has set in place certain statutes of orders that is violating universal spiritual law. So all of what I call the remnant of bishops, which are really cardinals, they are the black popes from the Catholicism. These are the cardinals, the bishops, that are called merchants. And they make gain by merchandising through the promotion of pharmakeia or pharmacy or sorcery or medicine. That is why everybody that I know is on some form of medication, either over the counter or under the counter. As soon as something happens to you, what happens? You run to the doctor. The doctor. Now, nothing wrong with that. I do too. Trust me, if the pain gets hard enough, I'm going to go to the doctor. But what I want to expose, and expand to you that there is something that, again, the Creator has designed that kills 99.99% of every virus, every bacteria, everything on earth. Our job is to make sure that we under, over, and understand it. Because if we don't, sorcery is the way by which all the nations have been seduced. So sorcery, again, represents certain devices and arts. Basically, food, all of the arts, movies, all of the books, everything that we do on this earth has been dumbed down away from God's original design towards Satan's strategy of delay. So remember, the purpose of the whippetopsychosis or virus is not to destroy you, it is to delay you. So every time you get on track to do what you're supposed to do, you get distracted from your design. And so that delays you. Remember, he wants to stay attached to you because he needs your energy. So they want, it wants you to live to be 100, 200, as long as they can keep you alive, but you must be delayed. The moment that you attach yourself to your original design and start promoting it, it don't get too much attention. But you talk about it or you start helping other people, yeah, you come up missing. All of a sudden, you slip from a balcony. You step out into ongoing traffic. You have an accident. And you end up like Dr. Sabin or Dr. Miles Monroe or Turnell Nelson or, you know, David Blair or some of these other, you know, Maxwell Gershon. Some of these other individuals who had a lot of accidents. It's very interesting how the moment you find your purpose and you start walking and operating in it. That's why, as I've been saying for years, anything that is promoted by man is rejected by God. Men being the great men of renown. Let me say that again. Have anybody heard of Joe Rogan, Reagan? Rogan, I think it is, R-O-G-A-N. Now, as I've been saying, anything that's promoted on TV, it cannot become or get on television. Then like I talked about the Black Boulay. You cannot be a Jamie Foxx or a Will Smith or a 50 Cent unless you're part of the Black Boulay. B-O-U-L-E. Don't believe me? Look it up. And the only way to get in is through somebody entering in through your back door, as I've talked about before. Now, you can research this yourself. I've already did the research. The only way, they will not let you unless they control you. Now, again, if you can map the genome, you can control the genome. So they do brain mapping, which is MK Ultra, which is basically what I call mind control, mind effing. This is part of WETIKO. And You cannot fight it. Meaning, if you are against it, if you resist it, whatever you resist persists. The fact that you are, that's why you cannot, that's why this race stuff is the greatest trick of the devil. Those who take the truth and turn it upside down, that it talks about in Isaiah 48. What does that mean? That means you have to fight it in the plasma realm. You have to fight it again. After the plasma realm, we're going to talk about the ethereal realm. That is the only way to be effective. What does that mean? That means that doing what I'm doing, that doesn't affect what is called the biofilm. There's a biological film that prevents you from seeing what is called photonic genetics. You can't see. That's what the Bible says, the blind leading the blind. Now, the Bible says that the light came into darkness, and the darkness perceived, couldn't see it not. So the truth came in and said, hey, here I am. I am the truth, but you couldn't see it. You got your tradition. So you should be asking yourself, well, Brother Will, what makes you the Lone Ranger? What makes you the exception to the rule? Hey, I'm just as blind as you. That's why I've had 68 jobs. My guys have moved 28 times. That's why I've had over freaking 30 cars. That's why I've lost more money than most people have made in a lifetime. I've lost more money in a year than most people have made in a lifetime. So I'm speaking from a place of pain, not from a place of passion, meaning that I am really struggling every day to maintain a positive disposition. Now, you should be asking yourself why. Well, I can bring my ex-wife on here. She'll tell you why. I can bring any one of my kids on here. I can bring my brothers. I can bring old business partners. They'll all tell you why. Because I am not a good man. Now, I'm trying to be a better man, but I've left a trail of destruction everywhere I went. So the question you should be asking yourself is why? That's the question I'm asking myself. I'm asking myself, why you can't get your shizness together, bruh? Why can you be who God has designed and gifted you to be? Why can you not oscillate and vibrate according to the genetic code? Well, let me tell you why. It's called the lying pen of the scribes. See, we read this in Jeremiah 8:8, so I'm not going to, again, bore you with that. But Jeremiah 8:8 talks about the lying pen of the scribes, that they took the truth and they turned it upside down. And then it says in Matthew 23:8 times, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. See, that's me. I was licensed and ordained 10 years. I was a scribe and a Pharisee. I'm still a scribe. A scribe is just somebody who understands letters, etymology. And so I'm a part of a system that doesn't work. So I had to find out. I got out of the system, but I didn't understand the phantom spirit that's in the system. So I had to go and understand Tubal Cain. Now, Tubal Cain is the word two balls and a cane. Now, if you remember in the movie Avatar, old boy came in riding on this big old bird who attacked from the sky down. That was Tubal Cain. Now, in the Old Testament, it talks about Tubal Cain. Now, the word Tubal Cain is code for the phallic or masculine or ego. See, I had two balls and a cane. It's called the male genitalia. So my little head did all the thinking for my big head. So I was suffering from the psychological effects of cannibalism, of Cain, which means self-serpenter, and Abel, which means spirit. It means self-serving spirit. That's what I had. I don't know about you, but that's what I had. So I had to understand, how do I get rid of it? So I had to realize that what I was being taught was a lie. So I went in and said, okay, activate the third eye. So I did that. Then I realized that that was wrong because I was activating the serpent. And a snake is blind. A snake sees by making a vibration. A rattlesnake rattles or shakes its rattle to give a warning. Snakes sense their surroundings, not by sight, but by vibration. So I'm a vibrational guy. That means I control people not with my mouth, but with my vibe. Now, I can bring my children in. I walk into the house, silence. I didn't say a word. I control space with vibe. I'm a master of vibrational control. If I'm talking to you, it's late, bro. It's over. I never talk when it comes to expressing myself negatively. So I always talk with my energy. I'm an energy dude. I control energy. Now, people who control are themselves controlled. And the word control, C-O-N, means conned. T-R-O means large demon. So I got conned by a large demon. How about you? I don't know what happened to you. I just can tell you what happened to me. So what happened to me was I got conned by Witwicky. Samuel James Witwicky. Samuel, Sam means blind. L means God. Wit means witch. Wicky means wicked. So I was brought up in a witch-wicked environment that establishes or breaks what they call dragon nose. Now, inside of your Bible, inside of your body, which is the Bible, which is the body, you got something called lymph nodes. These lymph nodes are gnosis. Gnosis is code for noise. So gnosis is the word in English. It means knowledge. So my knowledge was a bunch of noise, and it broke the ley lines that attached me to God. Meaning, the same thing that happened to Adam happened to me. Now go to Genesis chapter 1, and if any man, woman, or child can show me in the Bible where Adam woke up after God put him asleep, please call me at 210-290-5927. I can't find it. So we all of us are still asleep because humanity was never awakened. It says that God put Adam to sleep, and they took from his rib, which is code for ribochloric nucleic acid, meaning your DNA. So from Adam's DNA, please read very specifically, there was only one man made. The Bible says that Adam, let me rephrase that, was created. Everybody else was made from Adam. Read very specifically. It says that God made Adam after his likeness and his image. And then it said Adam bore a son in his image and his likeness. So Adam's son was not made in God's image and God's likeness. It was made in Adam's fallen image and Adam's fallen likeness. So everybody walking around talking about they're made in the image and likeness of God. You made in the image and likeness of Adam. Don't believe me? Read it in Genesis chapter 1. Triple value to read it. But Brother Will, what the hell does that mean in English? That means, for me, that means my dog behind is still asleep. I got to wake up. So I've been knowing this for 20 years. That's why I did a website called Wake Up Black America. The Negroes start calling me at night and giving me death threats. Because they saying, hey, Negro, we ain't asleep. Really? Did you read Genesis 1? See, everybody got a bunch of noise. They got a bunch of gnosis. The word gnosis means knowledge. The word knowledge, the K is silent. It is no, L-E-D-G-E, knowledge. So the more knowledge you got, brother, the more knowledge you got, sister, the less foundation you got. No ledge. That means that you're not standing on the ledge. That means that you're out in space. That means you're out in the field. How do I know? I'm one of the most learned individuals I know. That means I'm one of the most stupid individuals I know. Oh, I got a bunch of book knowledge. I got a bunch of head knowledge. But what does that mean? A bunch of noise. The word gnosis is the word noise. So you got a bunch of noise that affect your notes or your nodes, your lip notes. So without understanding that the word in the Helios Biblos, it talks about, and I did the show already, vain babbling. Now, again, the word repetition is code for the word reptilian. So the more you do something, repetition, the more reptilian. That means the more snake-like you become. That means the more deviant. That means the more cunning. Now, why am I so deviant? Why was I so cunning? Why was I so good at operating in the dark magic of words? because the word grandma, gromoria, means bean, which means grammar casting, which means witch, which means Wiccan. So the Bible talks about vain babbling and vain imagination because it activates the pine cone, and the pine cone is the pineal gland. How do you activate your pine, your third eye? Everybody got all of this stuff. Drink this. Turn on, you know, this light. Throw salt over your left shoulder. Sprinkle some sage. Smell sage. Run around a block. 15 Hail Marys. To activate your pineal gland, just do what I'm doing. Every time your voice box vibrates, it activates your third eye. Why do you think over the East they sit in a dark place and they go, that's all those monks do. That's wrapped up in a sheet. And them fools can levitate and walk through walls. Why? It is the vibration that activates the pineal gland. So that way you become a serpent. Now, people tell me all the time, Brother Will, nothing wrong with being a serpent. I agree. Nothing wrong with being a serpent, homie. If you want to be effective on this dimension. I'm interested in being effective on this dimension. And they've done that already. See, the real God comes to you. You don't go to him. Let me say that again. The real God comes to you. You don't go to him. God called me. He equipped me. He glorified me. He anointed me. He justified me. He sanctified me. What did I do? Nothing. See, I've been running from God all my life. Everybody who looks for God, guess what you find? Now, I'm not talking about something I read of a book. My mama died when I was little. So every night I used to pray. I just need to see my mama. So I did. Now I know the person I saw, that wasn't my mama. So you can pray for an apparition. Now, I watched the movie The Sound this weekend. I recommend you watch the movie The Sound. Just go to the YouTube and type in The Sound. Watch it. The only way that Lucifer can show up in your life is when you're grieving, when you are in a state of emotional grief, because that puts you at a low vibration. That is form of chaos. That is sorcery. That is genetics. We call it genetics. So I want to rewire you to make you a good extension of what the ancient texts call a walk-in. That means demons walk into your body and hang out. Why? There's no resistance. You are a good extension. You have what is called a vibrational marker. You are a vibrational match. You become a vibrational weapon because you're under the vibrational control. Why? Because you watch a bunch of freaking vibrational stuff. That's what I did. I don't want to be a serpent. I just want to be wise as a serpent because the Bible says be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. See, I was wise as a serpent, and I was deadly as a serpent. What happens when you get snake bit? See, when you get bitten by a snake, the first thing you got to look, you ask, is that snake poisonous? Why? You're going to die, homie. But what if you get bit by a non-poisonous snake? Guess what happens? It still hurts. You just don't die. So that's what I've been doing, living my life like a freaking serpent. Because the word serpent, don't be a serpent. What does that mean, brother? So that means you become a vibrational extension. What does that mean? That means that your forehead is sealed. What does that mean? In the ancient text, in the book of Revelation, it talks that everybody who don't have the seal in their forehead, what does that mean? That means that your third eye is not activated. Everybody I know is activating their third eye. Remember, if everybody is promoting it, I am against it. That's just me. I don't know about you. I pimped the game. The Bible says, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to righteousness. So if it's on TV, if it's on CNN, ABC, and Fox News, I ain't doing it. Now, everybody else going to be doing it, but I ain't doing it. I will not have my consciousness seared. I will not be turned over to a reprobate mind because I came damn close. This is called the golden means, brother, or the golden mina, which is similar to the golden means. It's not the golden means. It's a counterfeit golden means. Now, the golden means is the golden ratio. The golden ratio is the golden rule. Notice the emphasis on the word golden. But it's code for what? It's code for menstrual blood. In the ancient text, all of the illuminated ones, they drank. That's why they had temple priestesses. This is pharmakeia, brothers and sisters. This is modern-day pharmakeia. Now, nobody goes around and drink menstrual blood anymore, so they just give it to you in the form of a freaking pill because it has the same effects on your body, and it activates the genetics instead of the genetics. So they're turning you into a green one, what they call the hoodie, or two balls and a cane. But you may be saying, if you're a female, right, Brother Will, I don't got no male genitalia. No problem. They turn you into what they call a phallic female. Now, I know a lot of phallic females. Oh, they strong in body. Phallic females are what Willie Lynch described on the banks of Virginia in 18, whatever it was. A phallic female, that's what they did to most black females. Black women, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you slice it and dice it, and no disrespect, because again, this is part of the system. This is part of the Wittico or Witwicky psychosis. To make, now, think about it. I was growing up in the hood. If a black man was in the house, you didn't qualify for government assistance. That was a covert effect to get the black man out of the house. Most black men I know are in prison or just got out of prison. That's why they can't get a job. They got a felony. The black woman, you can't live in the house with her. You got to be, you know, in order to qualify for the assistance. So there is a promotion to destroy. All of this is a part of being beguiled. This is all a part of the system. What is the system? Number one, the system is a psychosis that brings about cognitive dissonance. That means you want to do something on the left hand that's different from what you do on the right hand. You got two dispositions. You are double-minded. The Bible says something about that in the book of James. A double-minded man will not receive no thing, a.k.a. nothing, from God. That's why you can't be double-minded. That's why they promote it. So a woman walks the man, but I don't need a man. Why? Most women I know, they like Beyonce. They like Oprah. What the hell a man going to do for me? They got their own money. They got their own this, that, and the other. They don't need a man. And now you can go get an artificial insemination. You can, insemination, whatever they call it. Well, you can have a baby without a man. So most women I know are phallic females. Not all. Most. Or some. And most men I know, what are they? Man, they just like me. Strong in body, weak in mind. Suffering from the psychological effects of Willie Lynch. We are a self-absorbed Napoleon complex at the short man disease. All ego, no compassion. Walking around disrespecting people. Thinking life is just about you. More to life than you, Brother Will. Come to myself. And so the enemy's job is to use, again, this system that is based upon this psychosis, which says, promote yourself, brother. Promote yourself, sister. And then they use pharmakeia to make sure that you stay medicated. Make sure that you stay jacked up. Because remember, this is how they keep, according to the scriptures, there is a system in place. And it uses sorcery to seduce. And how are you being seduced? You're being seduced because of the fact that you're not thinking with your right mind because you're on some kind of medication. Now, remember, that includes Alki Hall. Now, I've done many shows on the word Alkahl, A-L-K-A-H-L. If you really want to blow your cookies, look up that word, Alkahl. Find out who alcohol is. Oh, let's say, brother, I don't drink no alcohol, brother. Okay, you looked up on the leaf, right? Got a little tobacco in your system? Oh, no, I don't smoke, brother. Or what about, you know, the Mary Jane? Smoke a little, well, I didn't smoke it for municipal purposes, brother. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's this plant deity. I won't say he or its name, because remember, when you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. So unless you got control over the demon, I don't recommend you go around doing what I do. Because when you say the name of the demon, according to the Lesser Kings of Solomon, the demon shows up. Now, you probably can't see him, but he can see you. So when you smoke in Mary Jane, there is a plant deity. Anybody heard of this dude named John Allegro? If you have not heard of John Allegro, now, again, he had an accident, too. He slipped off a train while it was moving. After he came back, and he wrote a book called, again, The Sacred Mushroom. Now, he was a, like me, licensed and ordained card-carrying Cretan or Christian. He read the Dead Sea Scrolls, and all of a sudden, he dropped his entire belief system. Kind of did what I did. And then, all of a sudden, he has an accident after he writes this book that talks about the sacred mushroom. Now, I don't recommend you read the book, but, you know, hey, if you want to blow your cookies and curl your toes, knock yourself out. Because, again, it shares what I say every show. If you knew what I know, you probably wouldn't be my friend. People say, I said, well, Brother Will, what do you know, brother? Well, that's what we call exposure therapy. You might have exposure therapy. Now, the way exposure therapy works is that I keep showing images of police killing black people to expose you to it, homie. And I expose you to it over and over and over again, and it desensitizes you to it. Now, they do this in the video games, you know. In video games, you go out and you kill people, and you just kill them over and over and over again, so that way you get exposure to it. So when you go out in real life and you shoot somebody in the back of the head, you think they don't get up. So little kids, because they've been exposed to killing, playing these freaking video games all day, that they are suffering from exposure therapy. So you go and we are in a generation that when little Johnny gets old, he's been exposed to something that makes him desensitized. He has no empathy and no sympathy, just like me. And he's going to be a very angry little dude, or she's going to be a phallic female, and he's going to be a watered-down, feminized male. So what we got today, now I don't know, I know this in the hood. When I walk to the black man, it's like, whoo, most black men I see today, I don't know if they got sugar in their tank or not, the younger generation. So I raise my sons, I'm like, yo, dog, you put some air in your chest when you walk around. You look a man in the eye. You put some bass in your voice. You pull your pants up. You make sure that people know you are a alpha male. Why? They ain't hardly no black men that ain't got no children. They can't because they've been feminized. It started with the food. Then it started with the education system. Then it started with removing the black man. There is an overt effort. This is not by accident. This is part of the system. Do you know that all of the vaccinations got hormones in it to feminize men and masculinize women? So there is a role reversal going on. Y'all don't think by accident? No, bruh. No, sis. There is a promotion. That is how they have deceived the world. Now, there is a plasmic way by which, now again, I'm talking about the problem. Then on October the 10th, we're just going to talk about the solution for 7 hours. Because the solution blows all of this crap out of the water. See, I'm not no fear monger. I'm not no, you know, end of the world theorist. All of the stuff that I know, I don't believe. I know that this is just the end of the eon. This happens every 25,950 years. Same thing been going on. Because, again, each zodiac sign is an eon or an aeon. So every 25,950 years, something happens in the book of the Old Testament called the Destroyer. That's in the New Testament. That's called the Apocalypse. But that's in the ancient text. It's called the end of the age or the eon. So we're leaving the age of the Pisces or the two fish, and we're entering into the age of the Aquarius or the water barrier. Now, everybody's walking around talking about the sky is falling, the sky is falling. You go out there and believe that crap if you want to. The earth has just been cleansed to make room for the new era, the new city, the new Jerusalem, and the new city is called for the new sale. So there's new cells. Your cells are being regened or regenerated. Now, I have this inside of my book that breaks it down, that talks about the 12 strands or the new city or the new Christ. which has to do with you being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So at the last sound, at the last trump. So this is a frequency. That is why there is a vibrational war going on for control of your mind. And without the understanding of the plasma stuff and the etheric stuff, which is the last two. Now, you can deal with blood. That's great, but it's not going to help you. That's why I did that series first. Now, you can go a little higher. You can talk about the color of your skin. You can get into the race mongering. We just did that show talking about melanin, water people, a.k.a. white people, or carbonite people, dirt people, a.k.a. black people. Black people are not melanin. Black people are carbon. That's a big difference between melanin and carbon. But we got black people walking around thinking about their melanin. White people, they're melanin. Black people are carbon. What's the difference? I already did the show. 7 hours. If you don't understand it, you might want to pimp the game or join the life management system where I teach this. Then you may go higher to the next level. What is the difference between a jinn and an angel? Do you know that the jinns, J-I-N, they refused to bow when Adam, when God made Adam new. So what did God do? He kicked the jinn out. They are the fire beings. You can't see them, but they can see you. How come the jinns are not mentioned? They are, but why come nobody talks about the jinn? Well, I broke that down already. What about light beings? So we broke down with this word Christ, which means light. Now, God is light. He didn't create it. He is it. That means God is a package. He's a photon. So this is photon physics. This is the understanding of where we're going when I talked about photon physics. And I have an entire book that breaks this down. But that's great. But that doesn't help you when you go up against real devils and real demons. You got to get to the next realm, which is called phase conjugation. That means instead of sexual explosion, you have spiritual implosion. That means all of your energy stays within you instead of all of your energy being depleted out of you. Now, don't get me wrong. I like sex just as more than anybody else. I'm just not stupid. There's a certain day of the year, once a month, based on your date of birth, that you must keep the oil in your body, men. That means you don't ejaculate. Why? You don't want to be like the 10 virgins who use up all of their oil. And that means colostrum. That's what Christ means. That's what Christians mean. Christened mean. It has to do with a biological preservation of oil. And without understanding that, which I've already wrote the book and talked about it, now there's nothing wrong with going down to an altar call, having somebody lay hands on you and getting saved, but you might want to save your oil. Brothers, you might want to save your oil. Women, it counts for you too. Because remember, the 10 women. This isn't about men. It was the 10 women. So women, based on your date of birth, there is a date that you're supposed to keep the oil inside of your body and not expel it. Now, I'm not saying every day, like some people teach, because all the ancient text talks about one day. Now, if you don't know what that day is, you might want to get with me or get with somebody else who does, or get on your knees and ask the big G so he can show you. So, brothers and sisters, the purpose of my being here and doing this show is for life management. It's for you to optimize your life. I'm not talking about being no Donald Trump or being rich. God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. And it is contained in two things. God says, the scripture talks about godliness, this ability to have a particular moral. I'm not talking about biblicalness. I'm talking about godliness. Godliness has to do with a particular mindset. And we're going to break down the rest tomorrow as we break down part three. So number one, what you talked about yesterday, this whippical psychosis of virus that keeps you from being reconnected on the same frequency as the big G. The second thing that keeps you disconnected is pharmakeia, which is a bunch of stuff. Because not just medicine, it's sound, frequency, wave, vibration, sorcery. Didn't spend too much time talking about the specific. I've done so many shows on pharmakeia already, but that is the second thing that keeps you disconnected from the big G. So tomorrow, we'll talk about the third thing that keeps you disconnected from the big G, which is why we must under, over, and understand so that we can get reconnected to source. So, brothers and sisters, I do thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Lord, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know the same pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. I see.